Here's a thought about shadow detail. Sure, megapixels are important, and focal length is important, and depth of field is important, and composition is important, and sharpness is important. But if there's one thing that ruins a photograph faster than anything else, it's the lack of shadow detail or highlight detail. That is to say, blasted, clipped highlights or buried dark shadows with no detail in them whatsoever. I would much rather have a camera with dynamic range than I would one with color fidelity. I can always fix color fidelity or at least make it acceptable. But boy, if your camera doesn't capture shadow detail and highlight detail, you're kind of in trouble. Which is why, for me, doing bracketed exposures is always a better solution than trying to spend more money and get a camera with bigger dynamic range, because it just can't possibly happen. There is no camera that can capture the dynamic range that can be presented to us by the world. Think how dark a cave is, and think how bright the sunlight is. There's no way a camera is going to be able to capture both of those things. The reason cameras succeed as often as they do is because most of the time the world doesn't present us with that much dynamic range. But when it does, we can really ruin a picture. Well, at least in my way of thinking, I can ruin a picture by having clipped highlights and no shadow detail. So HDR, maybe bracketed exposures blended together, more likely. Having a camera that gives me as much dynamic range as is technically possible, that's even a better answer. It's the detail that I really care about, and I'll spend more time fussing with detail and highlights and shadows when I'm post-processing than almost anything else I do.